I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a law outlawing tobacco sales to anyone younger than 21. He says it targets what's been called an epidemic of e-cigarette use among teenagers.
We're dealing with an old problem in a new form. And while all our residents have the right to make this choice for themselves, we need to be realistic about what that choice means for our young people. Many are risking a lifetime addiction before being able to make an informed choice.
The law also eliminates the penalty for minors found in possession of tobacco, shifting the burden onto businesses that sell tobacco and e-cigarettes. The new law takes effect July 1st. In other news, state senators want to make sure everyone is counted in the 2020 census. Dana Vollmer reports they're putting money towards local outreach.
The legislation would give $25 million in grants to organizations serving hard-to-reach communities. That includes rural areas and those with people of color and undocumented immigrants. Supporters say a low census count could cost Illinois billions in federal funding and up to two congressional seats. State Senator Kim Lightford is a Democrat from Maywood.
So it's just a lot of work to do to just rebuild trust, to rebuild support systems and efforts to make sure these hard-to-staff and hard-to-count people feel a part of the community and feel like we value them.
It's still unclear whether a citizenship question will appear on the 2020 census. Opponents say it would hurt the count in immigrant communities. So far, three judges have ruled it unconstitutional. I'm Dana Vollmer.
Five white crosses memorializing the victims of a warehouse shooting in northern Illinois are now housed at the Aurora Historical Society. The society says the crosses will be on display through May 4th, along with items left at the Henry Pratt Company site after the February 15th workplace shooting. The crosses honor five people killed when an employee opened fire at the company. Victim Vicente Juarez's daughter, Diana, tells the Daily Herald it's special to her that the city wants to remember the victims. She says they're never going to be forgotten. And an Illinois professor will be nominated for a key federal position. The White House announced President Trump intends to nominate Morse Tan to be the ambassador at large for global criminal justice. Tan is a professor at law at Northern Illinois University. He is a graduate of Wheaton College and Northwestern University. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Marion police are investigating after an officer involved shooting over the weekend. Police say they received multiple 911 calls about a reckless driver on I-57 just south of Marion just after 10 o'clock Friday night. The driver exited the interstate and headed east on West Main Street when officers located the vehicle. The driver then avoided a traffic stop and led police on a chase, eventually ramming a squad car and injuring the officer inside. Investigators say at about 10:20, an officer whose car had been rammed shot the suspect. The driver continued to flee, but eventually crashed near the intersection of DeYoung and Market Streets. Both the officer and the suspect were taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries. State police are conducting the official investigation. While all racial and ethnic groups are making gains in employment, new data reveals African Americans in Illinois still fall behind. A report from the Economic Policy Institute analyzes new unemployment figures from the fourth quarter of 2018. It finds that Illinois' overall unemployment rate of 4.3% isn't far from the national rate of 3.9%. But the Institute's Director of Race, Ethnicity, and the Economy, Valerie Wilson, says there are some large racial disparities.
The group with the lowest unemployment rate in Illinois, whites, at 3.4%, and the black unemployment rate is 8.8%, which is in fact significantly higher than the national unemployment rate of 6.5% at the end of last year.
Wilson notes the state's African American population has also seen the largest gains in employment since the recession. I'm Jennifer Fuller.